Jesus and the Nobleman's Son. Believe and He Lives. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bayerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with a Bible story. The story of many miracles that Jesus had been participating in fill our hearts and fill our minds with wonder and awe. The story, one of the early stories of the miracle times, was Jesus being confronted by a nobleman. This nobleman came to Jesus, and we'll call him Jairus. And Jairus came to Jesus and said, "My son is ill. He's near to death. Please come and help me. Make him well." And Jesus said, "So?" And the man said, "Well, he is ill. My son Samuel, he is ill. He is near death. Please come and help me." And Jesus said, "I say to you, believe, and Samuel lives." And Jairus was very surprised, but he said, "Master, if you say believe, and my son lives, then I believe, and I know my son lives." And he went back to his house. And on the way he met his servants coming in along the way, and he said, "How is my son?" And they said, "He is well. He is rallying. He is coming along just fine." "When did he begin to rally?" Jairus asked. And his servant said, "At late afternoon yesterday." And Jairus said, "That is just the day and just the time that I talked with the Master Jesus, and he told me, believe, and my son Samuel lives. And so I believed. I believed totally, and I am on my way home now to greet my son who lives." And the servants assured him, "Your son does live, and he is well, and he is doing beautifully." Jairus learned a great lesson that day, that whatever things we believe in, whatever things we put our mind to, whatever things we recognize that the truth about it is, then so be it, and that is the truth. When we recognize things as being whole and perfect, when we recognize things as being in their ideal a relationship, then so they are. So often we deny that, and we say, "The appearances look so terrible. His son, who was close to death, was very much close to death in Jairus' mind. But he recognized that if the Master said, 'Believe, your son lives,' then he turned his attention to Samuel, and he saw his young son, and he saw him whole and perfect, and he saw him living and enjoying life in every beautiful way. In all the teachings of the Master, we find belief a very strong, powerful aspect of the teaching. That when we believe, it is done unto us according to our belief. When we believe, magic takes place in our life. No matter what the condition may be, whether it is a social condition, a human condition, family, body, or whatever, when we believe, we are putting a cause in motion, a spiritual cause, to bring a spiritual effect, and wholeness is the result. These are the stories that we learn from the Bible. We learn the stories from the Bible of love and of wholeness and of perfection. And as we turn our attention to these stories of love, of wholeness, and perfection, those are the experiences we have. The nobleman did not even have to be at home to see his son perfect. He went home, and on the way home he met his servants, who told him the truth that he already knew, that the wholeness of his son was a reality. This is our blessing, and this is our gift, and this is who we are. Have a lovely day as you read the stories of the Bible and find the true meaning and the joy that they have. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.